Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiurim on the topic of Sheif Shemaitza. We saw the day of the Pri Chodosh, who holds B'shitas HaRashba, that Mikoach HaSafek, not only are you Chayiv Midaraisa to be Machmir, but you Chayiv B'Toras Vadai. So, Rebero Kreuzer, Zechat Tzadik Livrucha, wants to bring a raya, Midivrei HaRashba Gufa, for the Pri Chodosh, that not only is one Chayiv Mikoach HaSafek, because maybe he hasn't been Yotze, but he's actually Chayiv Mikoach Vadai. That's, and therefore a person who's Safik benched and has to bench again is Chayiv Mikoach Vadai to be Motzi someone else, and Memela, that person who definitely hasn't benched, he could be Motzi him. The shir should be a schus for Simcha ben Nechagitl. And the Raya is from the Gemara in Bava Kama. It says there that I might think that when the Torah was Mechalik between Tam and Mu'ah, that's only Tlusha. But B'mechuberes, but if the horn is connected to the animal, if it's mechuber, then it's always going to be muad, and the only chiluk between tam and muad is by tlusha by mechuberes, it's always muad. Frek the Rashba, I don't understand. Why don't we say the opposite? Why don't we say, not kula muadis, why don't we say kula tama? Why don't we say that that he's always going to be a tam, whether it's he's done it three times or not done it three times, he's always going to pay like a tam. Because you have to be motzimei charel v'raya. You have to be machmir as the achronim are magia here. You have to be machmir on the toivea and mekel on the nitva. So the person who's nitva here should only have to pay chatzi nezek. Because if we're not mechalek, if it's always going to be standards, then let him always pay chatzi nezek and be machmir on the toivea, motzimei charel v'raya. And then the Gemara answers, no, the Rashba answers, no, when it comes to Nezikin, you're machmir and dinei sveikus. Why? Because it's like Isser. It's like Isser. And since it's like Isser, you have to be machmir. You can't be makel on the guy and say, alright, you're only going to have to pay chatzi nezik. You have to be machmir and say, I always have to pay like a muad. Because it's like Isserim. Suffik nezik is like Suffik Isser. Hasim Sofer in the Tshuvas Yeridei Simin Reish Aleph was asked on the Rashba that it's Neged Kamim Lekomis B'Shas, that it's Mefurish that Nezikin is Memona, and we say Hamotzim Echavrel V'Raya. So here also, if it's we're Mesupik whether to make him always a Tam or a Mu'ad, make him always a Tam, and Hamotzim Echavrel V'Raya brings an example of Bava Kamim Lamed Helmet Aleph Shir Shirur Defach Shir Acher V'Huzak. If they have a machlokas, if it was his shur did the nezek, or if it was a rak, so you have to prove it was his shur. So I'm for the chasim sofer that the din nezikin ikra hu gedel l'mitzus esse shel v'nishmartin ma'od l'nafshu seichem or mitzus loisa says loisam al dam reyecha, that the din nezikin is primarily a gedel for the mitzus esse of an ishmartim, and the loisa say of loisam al adam reyecha, v'shir hakadosh baruch hu b'chochmasu shimischayiv hos atom kach v'mu'ad kach v'bor kach v'rel kach v'chadoyim v'kach nigdar adover v'cholechad yishmon zokov. And hakadosh baruch hu was mishayir in his chochma that if you're mechayiv the tom like this and the mu'ad like that and the bor like this and the regal like that, then people are going to be guarding their nezek, so we're going to be mechayiv an ishmartim v'kam loisam al adam reyecha. And therefore, for a mesupik, if Karen Mechuberes is enough with a Shmir Kashmiras Tam, or a Neat Shmir Kashmiras Muad, to Svego Lahachmir, Kshenu Mesupakim, a Kavanas Hakosuv, you have to be Machmir, Mesufik Isura, because it's rooted, this Dinei Nezik is rooted in Isser. However, if afterwards you have a Sufik Echoya Hamaisa, or if Halachas Kaploni or Kaploni, so in such an instance, we go Lakula, for the Nidva, Kuchol Sufik Mamoina, even though there's Isser involved. That what the Rashba means is when the suffix is on the etzim hachiyuv l'shmiraso, so it's together sveik adi sura, because the Torah wants to be machik you from the nisser of l'samad al dam reyecho and the mitzvah of v'nishmartim, so you have to be machmir, so it's together sveik adi sura only when it comes to after the maisa was done. And you want to know if maisa was done in this way or in that way, or if it's halacha kaploni or kaploni. So then already we go lekula l'chol sofik mamona. But when you're mesupik b'kavanas hakasuv, you have to establish it l'chumra, sveika l'chumra. And since l'das harash b'sveika d'araisa min ha-tara l'chumra, so therefore you're mechuyev min ha-tara lishmor. V'imavra v'lo shamar chayev l'shalim. Now, if we say that Sveika d'araisa, we go l'chumra min ha-tara only machmas safek, we should say that only the nogea to the chiyuv shmira, we should go l'chumra, that a person's chayev lishmor. But the nogea l'chiyuv tashlumin, let's go l'kula l'muchzok. When we suffix, we shouldn't be mechayev the nitba the v'mshalim. So if it's just a din in Sveika d'araisa is leaning l'chumra, min ha-tara is machmas safek, so then it depends. When it comes to Shemira, we tell him, guard him like a mu'at. We always have to be more machmir. But when it comes to payment, we should go l'kula. Because misafik, we shouldn't be mechayev the nitba to be mishalim. Because we have a din of a motzei mechaver of a raya. So when it comes, we have to be machmir in the first place, because then it comes to shmirah, do the extra shmirah. Sveika d'araisa l'chumra. However, when it comes to payment, since it's only you're only machmir v'tarah safek, so amotzimecha safek, we say amotzimecha v'ra l'varaya. So korchach misbar mitoch divrei rash, but it's sveika d'araisa l'chiyuv vaday. And therefore, when afterwards the nezek was done, after the nezek was done, there's a chiyuv mamon. We say that he's chayv l'shalim, because the din was already paskin. Bevadei chayv l'shamro, and therefore, when he wasn't shamro, he's chayv l'shalim. If it was just b'taras sufik, so originally b'taras sufik, you have to be to guard your animal, and then afterwards, when it comes to payment, so motzei mecharel v'ra, you don't have to pay. But once we paskin, no, that's b'taras vadei. So b'taras vadei, you had to guard your animal, and in mele, if you didn't b'taras vadei, you have to pay nezek shalim. Another raya l'shitas aprichadish b'daz harashba shalai dey sofik neschayv v'chiyuv vadeis from the Tshuvas Haran, famous Tshuvas Haran. Somebody was arguing with his wife Yom Shishi Baboker, and then he swore that the next Shabbos he's not going to be in that Shabbos he's not going to be in the city. And then on Friday he was mischaret on his shvua, and he wants to be shoal on the shvua. Can the chacham be matir his shvua before Knesset Shabbos? Because it's mavur b'nedarim that a chacham's not matir a nether unless the nether was already chal. So the Ran writes in his tshuva that it's tal tali in the plukta in the machlokas rishonim in the parish in the sugi and psachim daf dalad amud beis binyan stiris haksuvim shevi'a gemar. Gemara says that one pasuk says shivas yam misolei matzi b'vateichem, and the other one it says ach b'yom rishon tashbisu sor mi b'vateichem. So one of the pasuk says 7 days in alad of chametz, and then it says in the first day mashma at the beginning of the first day do of chametz, and then afterwards you have to be mashbis the sor. So how does that work? So the Gemara says to be marve the 14th for biur. Rashi says, "Trei kray ksivid hikshu adadi dechsiv shivas yam sur leimatze v'teichem l'mashem makulu shivaloi matze." 7 days means all seven you shouldn't have, and therefore you chayv to mevayir your chametz first. And it says, "Ach biyom rishon tashbisu soar." On the first day, you have to destroy the soar, and if that means that it's a stiram sukkim, because now the first day started and you still have chametz. So that's also the fact that you don't have chametz for all 7 days. And therefore, the maskana of the Gemara is this Rishon doesn't mean Rishon, the first day of Pesach. It means before that, the 14th. That's what Rashi says. It's not a stir at all. Yes, 7 days you're not going to have chametz, and then the Yom HaRishon Tashbisu is marbe even the 14th. V'nimtza im ken shelashitas Rashi, anish b'shlei b'shabbos haba b'soch ha'ir, included in this Shavua, is that he's not allowed to be in the city. He has to leave the city before Shabbos. Just like 7 days not having chametz means you have to get rid of the chametz before Shabbos, before the 7 days start. Here also, if you're not going to make a shvua, you're not going to be in the city for Shabbos, you have to leave the city before Shabbos. And therefore, Erev Shabbos im chashech is called chal haneder. But the Balei HaTosis explained the Sugim Psachim otherwise. or the feet of Ram, it would emerge that it's not included in his Shavua that he should leave the city before Shabbos. According to Tosis, it emerges that what he means is that he's going to leave the city at the beginning of Shabbos, and therefore it's not called Challah Neder. According to Rashi, just like when it says 7 days and out of chametz, it means get rid of the chametz before the 7 days. So to here, when he says he's not going to be there for Shabbos, he means he's getting out of town before Shabbos. But according to Tosfos, learns differently, it emerges that they hold that he's only going to leave town on Shabbos itself. So according to Rashi, the nether is chal earlier, already on Erev Shabbos, and according to Tosis, only Chol Mamish on Shabbos. So it would emerge that according to Rashi, before Shabbos comes in, they could be Matir the Neder, and according to Tosis, you have to wait for Shabbos to come in to be Matir the Neder. And the Ran continues and he says, therefore, since it's a Dover Shakul, it's Talim Achokas Rishonim, Simachui of Latzis Menir Koidim HaShabbos, and therefore it's already called Chala Neder before Shabbos, or he's only Mechuyiv Latzis Meneir when Shabbos comes in, even though it's clear that Misafik has to leave the city before Shabbos, because we say B'shal Torah L'chachar HaMachmir, nevertheless, Ikelememr, the Lomatzi Chacham Lahatir, still maybe the Chacham can't be Matir, because here we're Machmir, because maybe he has to leave earlier. But nevertheless, maybe he's still not mechuyev to leave the city. We have to be machmer on both ends. He has to leave, but on the Erev Shabbos we can't be matir the neder yet. Maybe he's not really chayev. So therefore we have to be machmer and not be matir the neder. And it's mistabris, says the Ran, that this is taloi in the Shiloh of Sveika Daraisa L'chumra Zimit Daraisa Darabanan. The Rambam writes that it's Daraisa Sveika Daraisa L'chumra is only Darabanan, and according to this Shita, in our case, even though he's Mechuyav Misofik Lotzis Minar Kodim Shabbos, nevertheless, since Midaraisa he's not Mechuyav, it's not considered Chal HaNeder, because before Shabbos Midaraisa he's not Mechuyav Lotzis, because before Shabbos is only a Sofik. Therefore, that's considered lo chol haneder. But the Rashba and the Ran and others already asked on the Rambam. And Sveg Daraisa L'chom is really Daraisa. And since this is the case, Benidon Zeh, Shom Mechuy of Lotzis Menir Koidim HaShabbos, it would be a Sveg Daraisa L'chomra. So since Men HaTorah, he's Mechuy of Lotzis Menir Machmas Chiy of Nidro, so this is called chol haneder. Vaday chol haneder. So it's mefurish in the Ran that according to the sheet of the Rashba, that tzveikah d'oraisa min hataras l'chumra, it's considered chol haneder bevaday. Even mashen ogei l'kula. In other words, we don't say dilma kushta demilsu dakati lo chol haneder. Maybe the neder hasn't been chol. We say no. That b'taras vaday the neder's already been chol. Since we have to leave the city, we say b'taras vaday the neder's already been chol. And already before Shabbos they could be matir the neder. And the svara is that the Rash behold Sveik the Raisa Lachumra is Minatorah Taras Vaday. Just like the Torah says Lo Yachel Dvaro, the Gabe, that a person's definitely, if a person has a nether, he's not allowed to be go against his nether. So too, if this is Sufik, it's included in his nether, and you have to be Machmir, so that's also included in Lo Yachel Dvaro. And the Mela also goes Lakula, he can also be Matthew the Neder already before Shabbos. So there's a raya for the Prichadish Peshit Sarashba, somebody who's Mesupik in Birich, Birich HaSamazon, Yachal Hotzi Acher, Shavadeh Lo Birich, because it's Betaras Vadeh. And therefore, not only do we say that L'chumra, he has to leave the city before Shabbos, like Rashi, but we also say that Lakula, you can already be Matthew the Neder before Shabbos, right before dark. The In an earlier shiur, we brought the sheet of Rabbi Kiva Eger and his tshuvas, that Sveika Daraisa L'chumra is only mitoras sofek, that he has to be choshe shema kapi shmaya galia shleyate de chovosa. B'shema kapi shmaya galia the dischatichas asura ubenafshu umyavr v'yochlenu. But if la'olam l'fiat tzadik kapi shmaya galia that it's not an avela v'chadoyme, nimsa that he wasn't nichshol b'machalas asuros. And it's begeder niskabin lecho b'sar chazir v'ala b'yadar b'sar tleh. That he needs a kapara, but it's not chomer ke'achilas iser vaday, ke'achilas iser mamish, because it's only b'tayras sofek. He only had to be machmir b'tayras sofek, and therefore we didn't ask for this piece of meat b'vaday. So he needs a kapara, but he didn't need an iser vaday. And the tzad, the klapi shmai gal, that it's not an avela. He didn't do an isser. He still did something wrong, but he didn't do an isser of eating an isser vade, because it's not an isser vade. It's only an isser of klapi shmai gal that it's forbidden meat. But if it's klapi shmai gal that it isn't, he wasn't over on the isser mamish. And with this, we can understand Divrei Rabbi Kivega in another place in his tshuvas in the Madura comments in Tzamach Dad Lashitas. Rabbi Kivega discusses there the din amafursim b'poskim in Mishnah Lamelech and Achuz Bechoras Perek Dad Aloch Aleph Ve'od. She sveka daraisa shen is galgil the rabbanon lo amrina be sveka daraisa drecha derabbanon lekul. If you have a sveka daraisa that turned into a derabbanon, we don't say sveka derabbanon lekula, since the sharish iser is midaraisa. Rabbi Kiveger is mechadish that beetsem ein done midin daraisa al din derabbanon. We don't judge from a daraisa to a derabbanon and say that since we're machmer legabe the daraisa, we should also be machmer legabe the derabbanon. Aval kachi amida. Only in a case where originally it was a suffik isser daraisa, and whatever happened, and therefore now the isser vada has been mizbatel, and now we're mesupik if akwapanim nishar isser derabanan. There the poskim say that we have to be machmer gamben ogelis feked derabanan, since the sherish isser is daraisa, and even before this feked derabanan came around, we already judged this suffik. When it was a sveka daraisa, we paskin lahachmer ledugma, suffik treifa that was misarev berov rubedehatera, which is a sheer bittel daraisa, but it doesn't have shishim of heter to be mevatel derabanan. It was misbatel sheer daraisa berov, but it wasn't misbatel sheer derabanan. So now that we're talking about the achila, so that was included in the tam of sveka daraisa. So we have this eating as a daraisa, but now that it was misarev, the daraisa has definitely been misbatel, but it doesn't have a sheer bittel that's needed for the derabanan. So now we want to be marked the tzadim, that through the taroves, from the fact that there's a mixture and it has a sheer bittel daraisa, the iser daraisa went away, and legabe the derabanan, we should assume that it's a suff that maybe it wasn't a treifa. Remember, we're talking here about a suffik treifa that was misarev berov heter. So when we're just talking about the suffik treifa, so then we go lechumra midaraisa. But now that it's been misbatel daraisa, now it's only on a level of derabanan, because she's already of sheer bittel daraisa. So this is called shoresh daraisa al yidei gilgul derabanan. It started being a daraisa, but now it's been misgalgil to a derabanan, because you had a suffik treifa, it mixed in beheter. Now it's bittel daraisa barov, but you still have a problem because it's not in a sheer bittel derabanan. So are you going to assume now that it wasn't a treif at all? You're going to be making on the suffix treif? No. Why not? Because sheresh ha-suffix was daraisa. And since the sheresh ha-suffix was daraisa, then it was misgalgel. It rolled into a derabanan. It turned into a derabanan now that there's not a sheer bittel derabanan. But it doesn't matter. Since it started off being a daraisa, we stick with it. And memela, we keep assuming that it's a treif and it doesn't have a sheer bittel derabanan. So memela, you can't eat it. Masha'en kain, in an instance, shebetchila ben polas safek, that originally when the suffix fell, it was nogea two dinim. One deraisa and one derabanan. We're not dan, we don't judge from one to the other. We're not markiv from one to the other. Rather, we're going to judge each one kedina. We're going to be machmir benogel deraisa, and we're going to be mekel benogel derabanan. And the raya is that the Mishnah Melech himself, that he's the machmir and sveka deraisa. Shenis galu derabanan writes in the ninth beginning of the ninth paragraph of Hilchos Ishus that we paskin that a person says save a kaddish liisha and the shliach dies, he's also b'chol isha sheish la kroivos shein erva ima. In other words, a woman had a daughter or a mother or a sister. So if you say to marry this one, maybe the shliach was mekaddish the relative, and he's usher to this woman, but he's mutter with a woman who doesn't have such relatives. So we're only choshish on the usher relatives. In other words, he said, be mekaddish to me, a woman, and the shliach died. So any woman who has relatives, a mother, a sister, a daughter, he's usher. Because maybe he married this woman's relative who's now dead. But if a woman doesn't have any of these usher relatives, then he can marry her. And the Mishnah Melech is mechadesh that he's mutter b'isha sheyesh la krovos shem shnios la rayos hasuvus derabanan. If she only has relatives that are shnios la rayos, that are secondary rayos, that are only asurim derasuvus derabanan, he's mutter. Why? Because since the Isser is only machmas a suffik, because it's not a vade that the shlich did a shlichus, therefore he writes, Efshir de dafka besuffik Isser Torah nasar, while besuffik de devrayim ain't no asser. Maybe it's only asser besuffik Isser Torah, but not besuffik shall devrayim. So we see that we're not done from the daraisa to the darabana, kol echad kedino. On the daraisa level we're machmer, and the darabana level we're mekel. But Rabbi Akiva Eger limits this. And he says, that ba'ofen shebechaticha achas kishala atzma nagea suffik l'darais l'darabonon, if in the same chaticha we have a suffik darais and a suffik darabonon, then we're going to dan from the darais to darabonon, we're going to be machim also like abe darabonon. Kigon suffik b'chor b'zman hazeh like abe iser giza v'avoida it's sveka darais like abe atol asmum b'zman hazeh it's only sveka darabonon, so l'fishit esrov aposkim that atol asmum b'chor b'zman hazeh is only darabonon. There we pask in l'chumra gam l'gabeya d'rabbana she'aser l'hatil b'amum. Why? Because in the same chaticha itself that we talk about giz and avoda we're b'sveiko l'hachmir, so too we're machmir b'milsa d'rabbana she'yesh bo. But if you have two chatichos k'mo krovos v'shnios, if it's two different chatichos ein dana mizu alzu, you don't judge from one to the other. Those women who have krovos that are suros d'araisa, you're not allowed to marry. And those women that have krovos shnios, then sveka derabanan lekula, because here it's two different cheftzes, two different women. If it's two different women, then we can be mechalik. But if it's the same cheftza, like if you have a bechor, if you're machmir on the bechor al tzgizan avoda, you also have to be machmir legabe atol asmum, even though one's derais, one's derabanan, it's the same cheftza. But if you have two chatichos, like Korobos Vishnios, two different women in Mela, you can be Machmer in one and Mekel on the other. And we don't say that the Isser Daraisa that's on one woman is Misgalgil to the other woman, even to the Rabbanans. That you don't say. So, it's Mistaber that Rabbi Akiva is Lashitaso, that he holds, then Simon Vav, that's fake, the Raisa Lachurm is only Misafeg. It has to be machmir shema klapi shmaya galya katzada iser. Avalein ze psak din vaday li isur. It's not a psak din vaday for iser, and therefore you can be machalik l'kol chad v'chad kedino. That we're machmir misafik benogea to the sveka daraisa, and we're mega benogea the sveka darabanan. Mashenkein lefishit is a prichodesh. That the sveka daraisa l'chum is a psak din vaday v'iser gomer. It's mistaber that since nifsa kadin bevaday l'gabaya daraisa katzada iser, mele gama darabanan nigor acharav. And therefore, you should go le chumrah. therefore it would come out then that according to the Pri Chadash, even in the case where we're dealing with two different women, one who has only krovos that are shneos and one that has krovos that are osa daraisis, we usher in both women. Why? Because what do we do? We're pasking in Teres Vadai that ever since it's no gea here to a daraisa. So because we're dealing with marriage, so we say that he definitely married off a woman. He definitely did his shlichus, and we have to be machmir. On a daraisa level, we have to be machmir. And however, comes the dirabanan. What about in cases of dirabanan? There may be, I can see definitely one arguing with this, saying no, that you're right, we pass in the daraisa, and the daraisa level, you pass in vadai because it's vadai, because it's daraisa. But on a dirabanan level, if we're dealing with a different woman in a dirabanan, so it's only dirabanan for her. So you can be make like Rabbi Kiva Egerholtz, or you could say no, that the Pri Chodesh is so machmir. He says that it's b'taras vadai, it's an iser gomer, and therefore we say about this man that he is an iser gomer to marry any woman with relatives, because the daraisa, even though it's misgalgil to a dirabanan, even though regarding other women it's only nogea to a dirabanan, but since regarding some women it's nogea to daraisa, so we say b'tares vadai that he's usher to them, because we assume that any woman, we assume that he might be married to her. And memela, once we say that we assume any woman, we're concerned that he might be that we say b'tares vadai that he got married to a woman, so this would then apply even to women who only have krovos that are shneos, that are only asura dirabanan, and he's asur to them as well, because we say b'taras vadai v'choshish that the shliach married him off to a woman, and now this by it's also misgalgal to a dirabanan, because a lot of women are only going to be asur dirabanan because they don't have first-rate relatives. They don't have daraisa relatives. But still, since on a daraisa level we paskin already that Rechoshish b'tarez vadi, every woman that he married and he has to be machmir, so memele, even when it's no get to a darabonon, he also has to be machmir, maybe. So this is something to discuss, and I personally am noted that here the Pri Chodesh would agree, because two different cheftzes, and each one we're done. If it's Sufik Daraisa, it's Asa B'Taris Vada, and if it's Sufik Darabana, then it's not. Anko Panim, Yesh Harbe, Harbe Maladaber, and Emet Hashem, in future Shiurim, we will continue Lilmodu Lamed, Lishmor Velas, Lakaim is called Divrei Salmat, Rasa V'Yahava, Amen V'Amen, Shalom, Shalom, Sweetest, and Most Beloved.